Police in several states are warning parents that their kids may be participating in something called the Orbeez Challenge. If that sounds like the Tide Pod Challenge, well, NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has more.
Search for Orbeez or Orbeez Challenge on TikTok, and you'll find tons of videos of people playing with these tiny gel balls, like this one.
I got 500,000 Orbeez, and I'm trying to make the world's biggest water beach dress ball.
They put Orbeez in a bathtub, in a balloon. They squeeze them, they crush them. But there's a darker side to the trend. People are filming themselves loading Orbeez into gel blaster guns and shooting them at random people. It's gotten the attention of police in Michigan, Florida, and Georgia. In Michigan, Dearborn Police Chief Issa Shaheen says officers have responded to at least 15 cases of people taking their gel guns and shooting random people.
Well, clearly they don't understand the severity of what they're doing, and they think it's fun, or they don't recognize the consequences and what can occur by, you know, using these things to shoot people and or, you know, buildings or property.
According to Shaheen, these little balls of mayhem can be the source of some serious pain.
And the reality is that these balls are shot at about 8 of them a second at over 200 feet per second. And you can only imagine that it's almost like a little metal BB at that when they're frozen at that speed, and they can cause some serious damage.
You heard right. He said some people are freezing the Orbeez before loading them into the guns.
We've been lucky. You know, nobody has lost an eye or suffered serious injury as of yet, but the possibility remains.
That's why in Dearborn, they are taking these cases seriously.
The charges could range from a misdemeanor assault up to a felony assault, depending on the injuries that they might cause by shooting people.
It may seem silly, but to cops, it's not just a fun TikTok trend.
It's just that this is so egregious that we have to stop it, and we can't continue.
Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.